10 minutes after 9 o'clock here on WPHM. It is Friday morning, and we are at the Antique and Classic Boat Show, which is going on now. It's actually open now and continues until 4 o'clock today, 9 to 4 again tomorrow. And it's free, so I mean, just come on down here and take a look at some of these beautiful boats. Park in the SC4 parking lot, probably your best bet. This is something unusual. I'm standing here with a microphone, talking to somebody else with a microphone. Jeff Cush, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And thanks for being here and broadcasting from the show.
Happy to do it. And you're the MC, giving the announcements down here. How big a deal is this show? This is huge.
Paul, this is the biggest international show that they've ever had. We had over 200 boats register, and they are some of the finest boats in the entire United States, and many from Canada. So I'm an enthusiast, and I just am in awe of the quality and the workmanship and the presentation of these boats. And I just encourage everybody, come on down. It's free. The weather's going to be good. We've got lots of vendors. We'll be given free boat rides on Saturday from 11 till 2. And so it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
What has impressed you so much so far? What have you seen that you've been kind of blown away by?
I think the quality of the workmanship on the restorations of these boats, it is just amazing. The other thing is that we have people who've come a long, long ways. We have a captain who, or an owner who brought his boat all the way from Florida. I think you're going to interview him in a little bit. Hired a captain, brought it all the way up here just for this show. The other thing that's impressive is the degree to which people are really embracing the come back home. Many of these boats were built in Algonac. The Chris Crafts, the Hacker Crafts, the Gar Wood boats. So they really have embraced that. And one other thing, I guess, is I had a number of couples on my boat who have come. They didn't even bring boats. A couple from New York, a couple from California. They're just here because they're incredible enthusiasts for antique boats.
That's a good point. Not everybody here owns a boat. People are here just to look at the boats that they love.
Yes, and many of them do own boats, but you know, it was too far to bring them. A couple from California, they boat on San Francisco Bay, but they're here, and they are so amazed. I looked at the water on Wednesday on the way to Lexington and said, oh, my God, look at that color. We don't see that on San Francisco Bay. So,
I know that the local chapter, the Blue Water chapter, and the Michigan chapter of the Antique and Classic Boats has really been working hard on this show for a couple of years now.
Oh, yeah. The committee, led by Jack Warren, but you know, has been working tirelessly for almost 2.5 years. This is not something that gets put together overnight. And the degree of coordination... And also, just a shout-out to the community of Port Huron-St. Clair County. We have gotten so much support and enthusiasm from merchants, from corporations, and from the public. It's just been wonderful.
I think you're going to have a lot of people from the area coming down today and tomorrow to look at some of these boats.
I think so. We're really looking forward to it.
Should be fun. Jeff, thanks a lot. Appreciate it very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Jeff Cush with us on WPHM.